And just like that, once again, the boys are back with another exciting edition of
The Music Corner.
Yes, sir. We back up in this thing one more time. We here to finish up that good old Nicki Minaj Pink Friday 2. The first half, I went back and listened to this album more and more and more. I enjoy this album thoroughly. I do think that there is some weak points, but I think the first half, I really enjoyed the first half. The second half is where things kind of, I don't know. I think we'll get there when we get there with certain songs in the second half I have a problem with. But let's get into it. We're at track 10, Cowgirl.
This. I think I might know his bitch. Ice on his wrist, pulling up in the slicks. Talking about him packing like a flight for a trip. Said he don't drink, but he might take a sip. They ain't on point when you come through to see me. You know all these other bitches really wanna be me. I know how to make a nigga dick get creamy. Pussy dreamy. Ayo, 1-2. Check 1 is fun too. I get it done too. 40 inch my front till I get it 3-4. Yep, I'm about to ride him like a seesaw. Is that CD or? Do you see? Is she done give you head when you pull it in the V? Is she done busted up in the islands by the sea? Hey, I S-F-I-N-G while you rolling a tree. Rude boy and not pre. Just wanna get drunk tonight. And I'ma ride him. The show, yeah, this the rodeo. The bull I ride is not mechanical. Peek under my dress, Marilyn Monroe. I got a cowboy, the boy is gun ho. Better than me, oh no, not one ho. Big buckaloo on his cowboy hat now. Nigga said he back and I said pack no. Copycat's crunchy like a ball. Excuse me, what I gotta do to show these bitches don't amuse me? Prada, Milan, Italy, yeah, that is what my shoes be. I'ma keep it real with you, so please do not accuse me. If you can't do it three times a night, you're gonna lose me. Your babe pass me the toothpaste. The colorful one must be the poochie oozy. I knew the crispy will the juicy. Spark Shay sips tea, cock the Uzi.
Just wanna get drunk tonight. And I'ma ride him. Cowgirl, cowgirl. He's gonna look me in the eyes. And I'ma ride him. Cowgirl, cowgirl. Just wanna get drunk tonight. And I'ma ride him. Cowgirl, cowgirl. He's gonna look me in the eyes. And I'ma ride.
They can never be you. None of them can ever be this cute. Oh boy, they can never be you. Can't fight, they can never beat you.
Just wanna get you tonight. And I'ma ride him. Cowgirl, cowgirl. He's gonna look me in the eyes. And I'ma ride him. Cowgirl, cowgirl. Just wanna get you tonight. And I'ma ride him.
That's track 10, Cowgirl. What are your thoughts on that
one? It was a song.
I don't hate it.
it had a chorus and two verses.
What'd you think about the verses? Especially the first verse. She can make a dick get creamy.
It had verses.
It Is that your way of saying that you don't like this track?
I don't see the point of this track. I mean, I wish you would do something with your damn phone.
I'm sorry. That is kind of inappropriate.
I don't see the purpose of this song.
Doja Cat. I think Doja was supposed to be on this track.
I still wouldn't have liked it.
Really?
I mean, I feel like she would have made it more animated and shit with the way she's under chorus and all that stuff. And I feel like she would have probably, you know, they added a third verse. And, you know, she's animated, so she probably would have made it a little ha-ha, hee-hee, a little, you know what I'm saying? But however, comma, it was a song. It had verses and a chorus. On a scale of 1 to 10, I will give it a, maybe like a 0.5.
Out of 0.5. Not even a 1.
I mean, it was a solid. I mean, it was a song. So, I mean, you got to give
it. I don't hate it that bad. I mean,
it's a point for being a song.
The song is horrible. I mean, the song is horrible, but I don't hate it. It's actually kind of catchy.
I mean, I feel like it maybe would have been a little bit better to have. I mean, I don't know who this Lourdes individual is.
It's one of Nicki's artists.
I mean, I know that, but we still don't know who she is.
Yeah.
Maybe if she had like Ariana Grande or like you said, Doja Cat on it or something.
Doja was definitely meant to be on this track.
or hell, even Rihanna at this point.
Not Rihanna.
Although I couldn't see.
I couldn't see Rihanna hearing her sing that hook. And she a mother now. She can't be this.
That's how she became a mother. She wrote a cowgirl. Let's not act like
I'm 30 she girl now. Dirty girl now.
But
and she pregnant again.
She already had her second baby.
She did?
Mm-hmm. Damn. But yeah. Like I said, for me.
This could have used Doja Cat.
It was a song and it had two verses and a chorus.
I mean, to me, I'm gonna be very brief. This track could have used Doja Cat. I think this should have been Doja Cat's
Doja
song.
Doja Cat wouldn't have saved this record though.
I think independent, I'm talking about like
the song is still fucking horrible.
I mean,
the song is horrible.
I think Doja could have added something to it.
Could have put fucking damn Taylor Swift on this record and still would have been fucking trash.
The record is horrible. I mean, I will say that. The song is terrible. I mean,
and I love everybody who knows me though. I love Anika Taya Mirage. That is my baby. She can, well, I ain't gonna say she can do no wrong in my eyes because she could definitely do wrong. But I excuse a lot of shit that she do.
You can't excuse this one.
But this is a song that's got two verses in a chorus. And that's
what, I mean, at least with Pink Birthday, you did react to it. I mean, is this worse than Pink Birthday?
No, Pink Birthday is terrible.
Oh my God.
Pink Birthday is straight dumpster juice.
It's not dumpster juice.
It's
I love straight Pink Birthday.
It is dumpster juice that has sat in the dumpster for
That's Nicki in her R&B bag.
And she needs to come
that's
out.
That's what
that
we
bag.
Need. That's what we need. We need an R&B Nicki album.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. No, or her just singing on that hoe.
Absolutely.
Nicki, listen, I'm telling you, the girls ain't ready for that one. I'm telling you. If you do that, I'm telling you, you ain't gonna lose. I'm telling you, she got one. Nicki got a decent voice.
To extend her career, not right.
That's not gonna kill her career at this point. She's solid. The bar's gonna eat it up regardless. She's solid. Like, I wouldn't even worry about that. Nicki is solid. Like, the bar is gonna buy that R&B album. That shit gonna be out of here.
Anyway, sir, what do you rate this song?
I'm kind of torn. The song is horrible, but it's catchy. But I'm gonna give this probably a solid 3. I'm being polite about it with the 3.
All right, so there you go. With our scores combined, we are at a solid 3.5 out of 10. All right, next song is Everybody featuring Lil Uzi.
Hold on. Face ID. Okay.
Ain't gang if you let shit slide. Ain't bad if you got a dick ride. Big guns and a lot of zip ties. Says she look like me, quit lying.
Don't stop.
We gon' spin and kill. Everybody. Deep in the spot. Everybody. A nigga telling all. We gon' spin and kill. Everybody. Deep in the spot. A nigga telling all. All these bitches on my. Spent another bag on my. Nah, nigga, you ain't fucked the new. Every whip heavy on it new. Pretty mad cause she ain't no. Pretty face with a Barbie doll.
another year, another Ben Slim.
Body.
Hollow points when they go through your body. Washing them bitches bathing. Body. He be kissing all over my body. Get his dick stiffer than a roll. Body. Another year, another Vince Lim.
That track's a hit. That track is a hit. That track's a whole hit. She knew what the hell she was doing when she by that track. It's so creative, and it's I love how she used the sample. Like, that's a classic song. Like, and the way she flipped it, and she was flowing in with the chords. These bitches jumping on everybody. Like, oh my God, I love that. Like, I love how she did that. I think Uzi was a great addition to this song as well. I mean, it's normal where a lot of people don't add much to a song, but Uzi definitely did his part.
I mean, this is Uzi's type of bag, though.
It is.
This is Uzi's type of bag.
After I Wanna Rock, yeah, this is definitely that Jersey sound is definitely, yeah. So, I mean, I love this track. This track is a banger.
Track is definitely a banger. This is definitely a banger. If you're gonna sample, I like that she sampled something and made it the opposite of what
exactly.
Exactly. You know, it wasn't just like a repeat. This is like something completely out of that bag.
Yeah.
I think even if Michael Jackson was still alive, he would have appreciated that.
Most definitely. I think Mike would have definitely appreciated the fact that she put her creativity, she added her own little bag to it. I mean, man, what more can you say, bro? I mean this track's a 9 for me. I think it's it does what it's supposed to do. It gets you up, makes you feel good.
Yeah, like even sitting down in this chair, I mean, I was still bopping because, I mean, the shit's a hit. If I would critique anything, I do wish she kind of would at least took one of her verses and not repeated the same formula.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least rap through one of them completely instead of pulling into everybody. I feel like that was kind of lazy on her part because, I mean, Nicki could have really gave a little bit more to this. But it's not, I mean, I'm not saying that she did a bad job or anything. Mm-hmm. I just wish maybe the second verse she would have kind of switched it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But other than that, fucking track is phenomenal.
Yes.
It suits its purpose. It gets you out your fucking seat.
Exactly.
So definitely for me, probably like a solid 9. So I think this was dope.
And this is actually number 1 right now on radio. So she got one with this one, man. When I first heard this track, I was like, man, she really got one with this.
And I think I was listening to this in the car when it first came out. I had just got to work. And it put me in a dope ass mood before I went into the
It's job. A really it's so
upbeat and up tempo, and it got my blood flowing, and I was, you know.
You could put this on at the family cookout. And literally get everybody to go down a Soul Train line, you know, like literally, like this is a really.
I don't know about a Soul Train line, but I mean, everybody definitely did.
Yeah, I feel like he could. I think
You can see all your little cousins that do whatever the hell Uzi to be doing, that little dance.
Yeah, I think this is a generational song. I think this is a generational song. I mean, you play the clean version around the old folk. You didn't want to be, you know. She got a little couple bars
she's
in there.
She's not lying. These bitches do be fucking everybody.
Yeah, so you mute that out. I think you'd be all right. You could turn this on at the old family.
I know a bitch right now who's fucking everybody.
Mm. Damn. I don't know.
Still trying to throw pussy my way. And I don't know how that worked, but I digress. Anyway. Track number 12. Big Difference.
Hold on. Wait. Because I didn't even expect that comment. Okay. Where'd that come from?
You don't play the song.
No, hold on. You be looking at the hug, you gonna be looking at the baby.
Like my hand is blue. Bad bitches, yeah, I keep them by the two. It's a big difference between me and you. I ain't nothing like you. I'm on a whole other level. These bitches is out of their league. These bitches ain't batting like me. You bitches ain't better than me. You bitches don't count on these bitches, can't count. I am not the one, two, or the three. You bitches look up to me.
You said you look up to her, but really you look up to me.
I can't be playing with niggas, I'm married to G. I got some niggas that do what I say. If I tell them to shoot, they pull up on the three. When bitches be rapping, I'm laughing, it sound like you trying to me. I'm who you dying to be. Will somebody cop all these groupies a ticket? Cause I'm who they dying to me. I'm in the city, I drop a location and all of the killers come out. These niggas be fronting for y'all, but they play the back when them killers is out.
When the killers is out, cut them off like the scissors is out. When Bobby touched down, all the baddest of bitches is out.
Like my hand is blue. Bad bitches, yeah, I keep them by the two. It's a big difference between me and you. I ain't nothing like you or you. Like my honey's blue. Bad bitches, yeah, I keep them by the two. It's a big difference between me and you. I ain't nothing like you or you.
We not the same, you my opposite. I am the queen, you my op and shit. The corniest bitches be popping shit. Everything a Fendi.
Fact.
You know I just drop my shit.
I just put the rose up on me. Got the Draco fucking for whoever rolls oh up on me. Put my pretty feet up on me. I call my boyfriend, then you get a beat up on me. Ayo, what's the teacup on me? Tryna be down, but they can't even keep up on me. This them new Bottega open toes. Who gon' tell her that it's Barbie? Bitch, ho, Barbie knows. Couldn't see me with a hologram. It's that multicolor Louis V monogram. And I'm smoking on that Taliban. I ain't skiing, but my neck is giving avalanche. Like my hun is blue. Bad bitches, yeah, I keep them by the two. It's a big difference between me and you. I ain't nothing like you. Like my hun is blue. Bad bitches, yeah, I keep them by the two. It's a big difference between me and you. I ain't nothing like you.
This is what separates her. Like, this is what separates her from everybody else to me. I know a lot of people say she comes off as bitter sometimes. But you gotta think, man, this chick has been in the game when I'm not gonna say female rap was dead, but at one point female rap was not as revered as it once was at one point. Nicki came in a game where female rap was just damn near non-existent. And she stood next to some of the toughest, hardest dudes and killed them. Had standout verses with some of the greatest. And it's like, I could understand how people would say she sounds bitter on songs like this. You know, she's always throwing shots and...
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you know.
No, there's no bitterness at all.
But I think she just wants to remind him.
She has to keep y'all on your toes and help you understand.
It's a big difference.
It's a big difference. It's a big fucking difference, bro.
It is, though. I mean, when you listen
to it. You came with a genre of music was dying.
Yeah, yeah.
You single-handedly, alone, revived an entire genre.
Carried that hoe, yeah. Carried that hoe for a good little while.
Nobody was checking for female rappers anymore.
No, they weren't.
And that's just the facts
and
of it all.
And that's the facts of it all. Won't nobody checking for Trina. Won't nobody checking for Remy Ma.
Nobody was doing enough to keep female rap alive. The fucking producers and shit won't. I mean, not producers, but the company, the CEO, they won't try to fucking find female rappers.
They sure wasn't.
They won't not have recruited for females to come in. It wasn't.
If you go back to that time period and really think about it, they were not checking for female rap. Like, female rap right now, to me, is popping right now. By all the
everybody want a female rap on the T.
Everybody. Yeah, everybody. So, I mean, female rapper. When you look at it.
And all of that is thanks to Onika Taya Mirage.
It really is. Want nobody checking for Lil' Kim in 2008, 2009? Like, I mean, let's just be real. Lil' Kim was trying to make a comeback around that time, but want nobody checking for Lil' Kim like that? Trina had some good shit out at that time. Single Again, I Got a Thing for You, but it wasn't enough, you know? Want nobody checking for Eve? Let's just be real. Like, we have to be honest with ourselves. And I know a lot of you probably weren't even into music around that time period. But for those of you who know what we're talking about, what we're referring to. Nicki was on the 5-Star Chick remix. Nicki was on the Ludacris track, My Chick Bad. I mean, she was popping up everywhere.
You could stand on the motherfucker track with Jay-Z and Kanye West.
Yeah, and outshine him.
Have everybody talking about
your verse. Yeah. She's a big part of that fucking album, to be honest with you.
Bitch alive that could do it. And there's some rappers out there.
Yeah.
Meg's a motherfucking rapper. I'll give her that. She a spitter.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you could put her on a song with Kanye West and Jay-Z.
No.
And she outshined.
No.
There's no way possible.
She wouldn't even be mentioned, to be honest with you.
What Nicki said, some of you bitches, they got the coot, C-O-U-T-H, because you can't spell it either.
Yeah.
Y'all can't do what Nicki do.
No.
And it's okay.
And it's tracks like that that kind of prove, like, her point. Like, big difference is that track of her solidifying and saying, hey, you know, there's a big difference here. Like, you think because you hot right now, you popping right now, and your name is in everybody's mouth, you think I'm bitter. And I see why people would say that they think she's bitter. I don't ever see the bitterness. I mean, if we look at the backstory with a lot of these girls, Nicki literally tries to help these girls. Like, she literally gave Meg Thee Stallion a whole free verse for Hot Girl Summer. Didn't charge the girl for nothing and just did it off the strength of supporting her. It's like people always try to, and that's the thing I hate about it, is that they try to flip it around, make it seem like Nicki just vindictive and sneaky and, you know, and it's like, bro, a lot of these girls switch up because of the almighty, you know.
At the end of the day, everybody's claim to fame and defense, but Nicki is, oh, Beyonce would never.
Mm-hmm.
Nicki ain't Beyonce.
She's not.
Beyonce ain't Nicki.
No.
Onika Taya Mirage is a Sagittarius. And if it's one thing I've learned by having this nigga as my brother, Sagittariuses are vindictive as hell. It's just what it is. They're vindictive and they're petty. You piss them off and all bets is off.
Yeah, that's true.
I've learned that.
That's true.
Firsthand.
That's true. That's true.
And I don't care how close you are to them, how tight you are to them. You make them upset and they no longer give a fuck about your feelings.
No.
So I get why Onika was on her neck. She said, bitch, you want to come and talk about my... Mind you, you want to talk about husbands. You want to talk about husbands. You want to talk about husbands and ain't got one. How's that?
That's crazy.
You want to talk about husbands and can't even keep a boyfriend. Where is that?
Yeah, that's true. She be struggling.
I don't understand. Okay.
And let's be real.
You want to talk about husbands, but you had no issue with that nigga being in your video.
Because that nigga was in that video.
Made a whole cameo.
A whole cameo. Showed it. Nigga was in the video. I think it's the first video I seen Kenneth in, I think. Like,
peeking his whole hand from the side.
Whole hand? Yeah. I mean,
he didn't say shit about that.
But all of a sudden, now it's a problem.
Now bitches ain't mad at Megan. They mad at Megan's at all. But everybody want to make Nikki the Buddha. Oh, she should have said that. First of all, Sagittarius have no filter.
No, they don't. No, we don't.
When you cuff from them,
you better have your shit together.
The bitch, they go talk about your
dad. Nikki mammy, ate her. I ain't gonna lie.
Mammy, your dad, auntie, your uncle.
Nikki ate her ass up with Bigfoot. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, the beat could have been better, but Nikki wasn't even trying, to be honest with you.
That was Onika playing. People don't understand that. That was Onika playing with you. That was that. And you see, the girl ain't did no. She back to doing subliminals.
Because she already knows.
She's going to get on live with the little Hennessy bottle with the straw, make it clear she's sipping Henny from a straw.
From a straw.
Okay? But she ain't said nothing else.
Because she know better.
She ain't came out that mouth with no direct contact.
Because I think she know that was like a playful shot.
That was a filler, bitch, I can really give it to
you. She really could. And the fact that shit went top 30 is crazy. A fucking diss track going top 30? That's fucking crazy. Half of these girls got singles that can't even go top 50 in a fucking...
His went number one. His went number
but it was off the strength of Nikki, though.
That, and let's be real, your girl can sit here and say she ain't got no motherfucking help, but that girl still getting pushed from label.
She is. Rock Nation, yeah.
She's still getting pushed from that label.
I mean, because they dropped the edit version, they dropped remixes. I mean, they were on it. Like, when his started to really... Because at first, his was going to be like, okay, under the radar type shit. Wasn't nobody really checking for it. But then when...
I don't care what y'all say, the shit funny. Lie on your dead mama.
Lie on your dead mama. Lie on your dead mama.
It's kind of catchy. What you say.
It's kind of catchy.
It's funny. It's funny. It's funny.
Yes, that was some OG Sagittarius shit.
Yes, it was disrespectful.
It's very.
It was disrespectful. But I feel Nikki when she say, y'all keep coming for the people I care about. You can't say... It was made so clear. Everybody said she was taking shots at Drake. About the BBL shit.
Yeah, BBL,
she never came for his family. Never talked about his son, his mother.
Nothing.
None of that.
Nothing, yeah.
Came for Rihanna. So y'all say, never said nothing about
her. Really? She came for Rihanna?
That's what they said.
Really?
Said she was dissing on live to R. Kelly or some shit. She said, I can never argue with a bitch who dissing to R. Kelly, making R. Kelly go viral or some shit.
Oh.
Rihanna dropped her from the Fenty as campaign. An ambassador and all that shit.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That Tory Lanez shit happened.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She did drop her around that time period. I forgot all about that shit.
So, I guess
she... Not her throwing shots at Riri. What Riri got to do with anything?
Because I guess Riri didn't...
But ain't they on the same team?
I don't know what the fuck they are. Just because they might be on the same team.
They ain't on Rock Nation, though.
That don't mean they gotta like each other.
Oh, Jay-Z got to get in the middle of that. No, Jay-Z got to get in the middle of that. He can't have a feud with the queen like that now. Not the queen of Rock Nation. He can't have that now. And that's Jay-Z baby now. Like, Chris Brown was almost the fuck out of here. Like, people don't understand, like, that nigga was almost out of here. Like, Chris Brown got banned from radio. Now, Chris Brown got canceled. When that shit happened with Rihanna, I never forget it. Chris Brown ceased to exist. That nigga had to literally go on stage at the BET Awards and break down and start crying to save his career. I don't care what nobody said. Oh, he would have been out. No, the fuck he wouldn't have. If that nigga didn't go on that, if Michael Jackson hadn't passed away, that nigga didn't take his light-skinned ass on that damn stage to start crying and breaking down like that, Chris Brown would have been out of here. Like, the radio stopped playing him. They snatched his Dumb McGum ad.
That nigga had gained a lot of weight, too. I remember all of this.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, he did. He was stressing. That nigga was stressing. That nigga was stressing.
But that nigga said he ain't never going back. We see fat Chris Brown one time.
One time. That was at that. Chris. That was at that BET Awards. He came out there. That nigga was winded like a motherfucker. I said, they know Chris Brown on Gainesville. He was off from shit. He was off that shit then. But yeah, that was the last time we saw like what could be of Chris Brown in the next couple years.
That nigga ain't been fat so long, they probably forgot he was fat at one point.
He was a shit ton of weight.
That nigga was choking.
He was.
I don't know what the fuck.
Because he had that red button down on, and he came out. He came, because they performed that remix of, what was the name of that song at the time that was hot? August Alsina. Him, August Alsina, Trey Songz. Everybody like, who the fuck is that coming down the aisle like that? That was Chris Brown ass coming down. Twitter was going in. I'll never forget that. Like, they're like, who the fuck is that? And it was like, oh shit, that's Chris Brown. It's a damn Chris Brown. I gave some weight. Hell yeah.
Nah, that motherfucker gained a lot of weight.
That's that jail.
I ain't shaming by no means because I'm fat as hell. I'm not fat.
That was that jail weight.
But that motherfucker, that was, that jail that was, that was a blow up for
real. I think that was around the time he had violated his probation or some shit like that. And he had to go to jail for a little while. And the BET Awards was his first appearance out of jail. Nobody has seen him since he had
went. I commend him for even going.
I do too, because he tried, I got to give him credit. Now, most niggas know what I'm talking about. He tried to hide that shit with that button down, because that button down was big as hell. Like, that fucking button down was big as fuck. I'll never forget it, because he came down, because he came through the crowd, because Trey Songz came out struggling, and then Augustina was singing his shit, then Trey Songz came out. So then, like, the camera pans over, and the crowd, like, kind of divides, and then here come Chris Brown with the button. I give his credit. His style was trying to hide that shit. I gotta give him credit. They tried that shit, but you couldn't hide that shit like that. You saw it all in his face, his pores. I mean, that my man was eating good in jail. Like, bro was eating good. Young Thug going through the same thing. Young Thug done gained a shit ton of weight in that motherfucker. Gunna came home, lost all his damn weight. but that nigga Chris Brown was almost out of here. Like he like Jay-Z was trying to get bro out of here. Like for real, no more career. Like, y'all think niggas be saying shit and get canceled for a couple of days or people forget? Hell no. Chris Brown really got fucking canceled at one point. He lost his government gun commercial. Like, bruh literally lost everything after that incident happened. Like, it was over with. Bruh had literally go on stage at the BET Awards and break down and start crying. And people's like, you know what? He's not that bad of a guy. He's just misunderstood. And then bro go right back on Good Morning America and have a whole fucking
called Tinashe. What he called Tinashe?
A
scrumpet, a Muppet face bitch.
Yeah, Muppet face. Yeah. He's
this is why I have the issues that I have with Chris Brown though. Okay. And granted, he's been out of the public eye.
Yeah. He's been playing it cool. Himself. Yeah.
I give him credit. But that motherfucker got a temper on him for no apparent reason at all.
That's like, hard shit.
It's directed primarily at women.
It is. I think because his mom got abused. What
woman touched him?
Yeah.
But that man, I really feel like
it's some deep-rooted issues.
I really feel like he hates women. And that's my issue with him. I feel like, high-key, he really hates women.
It's a deep-rooted issue with him because he goes in. Like, anytime a woman comes from him, he's quick. Like, bro don't even respond to niggas that be trying to, like, come at him like that. And he supposed to be a whole blood. And it's like, bro, like, it ain't a good look, bro. I like Chris Brown, the artist, but it's not a good look, bro. You already got a history of being violent towards women. I mean, Karrueche had to put a fucking restraining order on this nigga because this nigga was fucking just... And then he gonna say a name in a fucking song. It's like, bro, oh my God. That's some... That Taurus shit, man. He a Taurus through and through, though. Them Taurus got them fucking temples, bro. You gotta watch them niggas. Like, they laid back as hell, but when them niggas turn up, bro. Like... This nigga literally said her name in the whole... Stop the track and said the girl's name. She got a whole restraining order on your ass. Now, that's crazy. You a crazy nigga. You don't give a fuck. But, yeah.
I digress.
Yeah, digress.
Let's get back on track.
Yeah.
Track number 13. I'm not about to play this whole track. And I love the song, but it's very popular. It's been out for a very long time. We already know.
Every room you already seen, so
we're gonna play a minute or so of it.
Yeah.
We're not gonna play the whole track.
Yeah, because we've heard it.
We've heard it a million times. So.
We have.
Red Ruby the Sleuths.
I'm gonna tell you something. This song really fits this album really well, and I didn't think it was. I was like, wow. Only on them seasons. Yeah, it actually fits the album really well. Ruby the Sleuths, Chinese on my
sleeve. These wanna be Chun Li's. Anyway, yeehaw. Who the fuck told bitches they was me now? I knew these bitches was slow. I ain't know these bitches see now.
Y'all know the rest.
Try to breathe loud.
Yeah, y'all know the rest. Face,
nigga, you could at least play the motherfucking part, nigga.
I let it go.
Set the 100 on the horses. I gotta hear it. Boom your face
off. Then I tell them ceasefire. You ain't put horses since Christopher Reeves. I'm the
AB son. I'm the 100 on the horses when we fixing the leaves. But I don't fuck with horses since Christopher Reeves.
You should let the beat breathe.
That bitch nasty.
Gotta be careful when I did. Then she switches the flow. This song is fucking brutal.
Guacamole with the taco. Wait, you know, El Chapo. Came in the rose. But left the way.
Y'all can't tell me. She don't be sliding when she be singing. Y'all can't tell me she don't be sliding when she sings, bro. She be sliding. Nah, 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 nah. I That second verse. Oh God. Oh my God, bro. Like, she was fucking brilliant on this song. She showed.
She said, see, the difference is I run businesses. If I employ you, then what your business is?
Oh,
staff roll up. Like, what the business is? Oh, you don't know that my niggas kill
witnesses? Oh my God, bro. The way she rhymed, bro, like, that song is fucking brilliant, bro. Like, she literally showed y'all, like, bro, this is why these girls today cannot really fuck with her. And that's why she is who she is, because the rhyme schemes, the creativity, the flow flips. Like, she had about 5 different flows in one motherfucking song, bro. Like, it's
Dorito bitches, man.
They're not chose. Oh my God, bro.
And that shit is corny, but it's so corny.
It's so corny and it's hot. Yeah, it's like, but then it's like, that ain't actually, it's kind of bad, but then it's like, nah, that's actually hard.
Like, I don't know.
Dorito bitches mad that they not chose. That shit crazy. Dorito.
That was another dude get naked too.
It was, though. I mean, that song, I love that song. Like, that song really shows her creativity as a rapper, as an artist. This is what I be saying about Nicki. Like, I love when she gets on these tracks. Like, that's what I love about Motorsport. That girl literally did 5 different songs on one song. And it was like, damn, like, these girls can't do that shit. They got one flow, they got one thing, and they try to stick to
Megan
it.
Megan definitely got one flow.
She does.
Megan is a one flow hoe, as Nicki said.
Ho.
Yeah, one flow.
That was some, that was some Sagittarius shit she did at the end of the song when she kept going on and on and on. Cause that was so unnecessary. It's like, okay.
Ice Spice is a one flow hoe.
She is. But her Lotto, I mean, they going at it right now. I don't know what's going
on. Thank you to shit, bitch.
That is horrible. That song is horrible. That song is terrible. I be going hard.
Listen, that, like I said, that saying is so corny, but I can see it becoming popular.
It's already popular on TikTok. Like,
the shit corny, but it's so corny that it kind of go hard. It's like, you think you the shit?
You ain't even a fart.
You ain't even a fart. Like, that's disrespectful, that's disrespectful as hell.
First off, even compared to shit is just disrespectful to me.
And you think you the shit?
And you ain't even a fart. That's crazy.
You're not even the tooth, nigga. You like the fuck?
Now, I do like Lotto. I like some of Lotto's stuff. I mean,
Lotto just, I don't know. Lotto ain't a rapper to me. She's not a rapper to me. I don't know what she is. I don't know what she's trying to be. It don't work for me.
I'm going to tell you somebody who's going to come up and take the crown, but I think she the wrong skin tone. I think JT got next, but she the wrong skin tone. She just the wrong skin tone.
I think one motherfucker that they sleeping on, I feel like would really come in here and end the fucking game for female rappers. If I don't know why, and I don't know because she got the look. She definitely got the talent, but they don't push her the way they should. Lady London.
Oh, yeah.
They don't put that bitch.
Maybe she's too rough.
She fucking fire.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? Fire.
But I think that's, it's so much, right?
True fucking spitter.
Yeah. But I think it's because it's like with Flo. I think she's gonna have a Flo Milli type thing. Like, Flo Milli's beginning to catch on now. You know, it's like she just needs that right moment. You know, like to really. To me, right now, the leader of the pack is, when it comes to the new girls, the leader of the pack to me is Doja Cat. She's having an impressive year. She's selling. She's doing well. I mean, I think Doja Cat, out of everybody right now, is having that Kobe type moment. And nobody's really paying attention because of all the stuff going on with Nicki and Meg and a lot on Ice Spice. But Doja's really out here pushing numbers. She's fucking the highest screen female artist. I mean, she Doja doing the shit, man. Like, she really is. It's like, but people aren't noticing because of all the drama going on with Nicki and Ice Spice. It's like, but a lot of these girls, man, they got to step their game up. But I think Flo Milli is like, Flo Milli, JT, I think they like the next two. Because JT got something. It's just she got to find a writer, a good writer that can really help her expand past the city girl shit. Like, JT has the charisma. She has the likability.
Carisha need to stop.
Carisha, yeah, don't do that no more.
Carisha is not.
Yeah. That song is fucking horrible.
Baby, it's not.
It ain't. You's a pretty girl. You just stand there and look good.
Just be pretty.
Lead rapping JT. We see why the City Girls went on hiatus when she was locked up. that song is fucking trash. Somebody said, Diddy about to get locked up, so back to rapping we go. I was like, that's fucked up. Her sugar daddy about to be out of here. But I mean, that song really shows why Nicki is who she is and why she's like, the girls really wish they had it, but they don't. But we got
the sleeves. I definitely give it a 9.
Yeah, I give it the same a 9. It's a solid track.
It's a solid track.
That third flow, but that third verse, man, when she switches the flow and the beat like changes up, and she like that shit was fire. I love that part of the song. Like that shit was fire. We got track 14, Forward from Trini. I can't see who's featured on it.
Broke a girl bad like Nicki, and she forward from Trini, and she small girl damn witty, and she real brave, she not one like Pitney, and she have a small pussy, small slippery, and she one wicked, and me start dig it, and she talk crab me skin, and I go on like bitch, give me all style with it, make a wife, she just a bounce from my body, and she, yeah, tear and scrape up my body, you and me, put your face, me a tear up your tummy, and she, your pussy so great, me I love it to your ear, and your nails in a fear, and a duppy. Coming in your mouth, making chubby. She a smile and a summer taste like a curry. Gunning on my waist like a police. She love bad man.
Your ears like a police. Gunning on your waist like a police.
She love bad man. She love bad man.
They gotta look to me for what's next. Too busy trying to trace my footsteps. Hit up my account and send me go a shop. Why my pussy good to bumba rasta. Hard to get me. Hard to left me. Hard to forget me. Get me.
We're Trinidad, Jamaica, pop shit. Guyana, Barbados, and then your top shit. Bahamas, St. Thomas, Turks and Caicos. Release St. Kitts, Haiti, and Lagos.
Out in Cali, they love me. Down in Bali, they love me. Out in Raleigh, they coming. Out in Maui, we coming. Popping out in Bengali. Looking just like a dolly. With a pretty Somali. Benefit Malawi.
She love good money, not China got that. And if can I flip, but to be calop chat. She want tongue stuff, it's in love with buckshot. Con man, open your belly like hopscotch. Can you tight up in there? You take me on pop pipes, handle me set.
My name comes up, Violent Island Girls, we get the thumbs up.
Come on, I beg you a fuck, my talk straight up.
Straight up, my heel, I'm like all your knees. Stay shape with the name, good girl with the ways. Now, your man feel, I'm a day, so for save you. I'm a new year, keep up, gun for my waist up.
Doka girl, bad like Nicki, and she forward from Trini, and she small girl, damn witty, and she real brave, she not one like Dickney, and she
What the fuck's happening? I kind of like that madness. Oh. That's some Sagittarius shit. Okay, it just went from a whole Trinidad song to a damn, I don't know what the fuck that was at the end.
She's saying, go papa. I guess Papa Bear was in the studio.
I'm guessing so. And she just had a moment and just started going with it. Fuck it.
And she was like, oh, I like that. We're going to leave that in there.
She had a lot of those moments on this album. Well, you could tell, like, was that really supposed to be in there? Or is she just, like, having fun? She really was having fun with this fucking album. Like, you could tell she was having fucking fun with it. And you can't even really be mad at her because she has really nothing left to prove. But that track, that...
Wonderful Treaty. Not something that I go back and play.
I
understand why it's on the album.
Yeah.
Because it's even very, very Pink Friday.
Yeah.
The original.
Yeah.
I would listen to the other one. What was the name of that one?
We
pop the poom poom and one yeah. In the pop the poom poom. I would listen to that one before I listen to this one. I don't know. This one just ain't giving me.
I kind of like the madness of this track. I like the madness. I like that madness of this track. Because that shit at the end was like, what the fuck? I never listened to this track all the way through. So that's why I caught me. I was like, what the fuck's happening right now? Like, it just goes from this dark ass, sinister ass. It has elements. If I didn't know any better, if I was a new, like, let's say, music fan coming into the game, it has heavy elements of Yeezus. And it's like, that's why I think I laughed. I was like, wait a minute, this is some shit Kanye would just do. Like, it goes from this dark ass shit to like some random ass shit. So I like the production. I'm not really mad at this track. I really like this track. Kind of. I'm gonna go back and listen to it a couple more times and really try to vibe with it. But I like that ending. That go papa. Just like, what the fuck was that about? But I'm gonna give this a solid 6.
For me, a solid 5.5.
I don't hate this track.
I don't like it either, but let's go to the next one. Peak Friday Girls, track 15. Father, yeah,
the sample, brilliant, brilliant shit. Alas, you, never mind.
I could tell he the one, cause they hated on him. Used to be a high roller, but I skated on him. When he went away, then I just waited on him. Came back, then I got X-rated on him. Never hesitated on him. Even though I had to go up elevated on him. Had the trap house, but it got raided on him. But I kept a real player, never traded on him. I mean, I wouldn't call him any me. More like some good people be raggedy ass enemies. I mean, my type of show ain't no figuring me. Me and my girls been them hoes, while we in them, When the sun hit his eyes, or when the stars start to twinkle at night, guys, I just can't say bye. Suddenly speak time, any samurai fly.
Moments in the middle of the night, my father yells, what you gonna do with your life?
Looking for me, told him meet me at the diner. Got him smiling cause he know I outshine her. Had to pop her just to remind her. Easy little hoe, don't know my M.O. If I went your nigga, then just let him go. Can't sit in my seat, can't sit in my row. He been said I'm yes, he been said you know. He got a fetish for some pretty feet. He got that super bass, make my heart skip a beat. I mean, red cups like double D. Chanel bags everywhere, that's double C. You wish, bitch, buy in your dreams. You know we getting to the bag, keeping it a beam. They said what? Oh yeah, I seen. He doing great, Alexander Word to McQueen.
In the middle of the night, my father yells, what you gonna do with your life?
It's gonna go crazy in Forever 21. This is gonna go crazy in Forever 21. I can hear them playing this shit in Forever 21. That's crazy. Yeah, that's a Forever 21 track. That's like good shopping music. I'm not mad at it though. I like how she flipped the Cyndi Lauper "Girls Want to Have Fun" sample. I like the hook. I like that. I like Nicki singing's voice. I think Nicki, when she utilizes it the right way, she's a decent. She's passable. You know. I'm gonna give this track a solid. I'm gonna go with a solid 6 again. I don't hate this track. I think it serves its purpose. It's a poppy tune. It's to be played in Forever 21. You know, your Spencers, your Forever 21s. You know, when you're trying to shop for some skinny jeans or something like that. You know, just that type of music.
They need to come out your motherfucking mouth of town. Anyway.
Yeah, that is good shopping music.
I'm going to give it a solid 5. Maybe, 5 is fine. I don't know. I don't think it was made for, like, me. I get who would love it. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was a little sample heavy.
It was.
I feel like out of all her samples, this was the most copy and paste version of it. Maybe I feel like she could have tweaked it and made it her just a little bit more. And then maybe I would rock with it a little bit more. But this is kind of, to me, this just feels like it was more of a copy and paste and just switched the beat up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Solid 5. And that's why I'm gonna leave.
We got track 16. Well, you've already heard this one before. Super Freaky Girl.
Yeah, so we're definitely not gonna play definitely all of this. Not. This is we'll give y'all a little snippet for the ones who may have not heard it.
Yeah,
yet.
We'll give you a little snippet.
But we're not playing this one all
like no. I don't even like this song like that. It's alright, but yeah.
Hey girl. I can lick it, I can ride it while you slipping and sliding. I can do all them little tricks and keep the dick up inside it. You can smack it, you can grip it, you can go down and kiss it.
I'm gonna tell you something. If you are 80s baby, these two songs, Pink Print Friday Girls and Super Freaky Girl, like, they take you back down a lane. Like, I mean, I will give her credit. Like, you know, this is actually very creative on her part. But if you were an 80s baby and you grew up on these songs, you're like, damn, she took it back. So, but yeah, Super Freaky Girl, I mean, I'm not really a big fan of the song. I give it a solid 5. I mean, I'm not really a big fan of the song.
Super Freak Girl, for me, I think she ate the second verse up. First verse was kind of blah, but when she came in with that different, what the fuck, I love, like, what the fuck this is, hell, they can custom down, what the fuck is it, Burberry custom brown? I was like, yeah, okay, that's the, that's what I like. Yeah. But for me, I probably would give it a solid 6. Yeah. I think Super Freak Girls is okay. It's not something that I go back and replay a lot, but like if it comes on, I don't necessarily change
turn
it.
Yeah, so. I agree.
Track 17, Bomb Bomb.
Hey, yo, there I go again, kicking some dumb flow. Think they have a juku, they just some young ho. Fronto with the roar, how the gumbo roll. My nigga with the pot, it ain't gumbo dough. Switchy on my hippie, sound like drum roll ho. I paid a couple bands if the drum rolls go. Switching up the plans if that dumb ho go. We out in Soho, you just so ho. Man, y'all know that bitch is wet, y'all gon' tell her or not. Y'all report everything, y'all be telling a lot. Y'all be tell my niggas chill before they snap like chat. Pussy in the crown, everything in check. They say my price ridiculous, I don't like them bitches. Pussy tight, just hit them likes to lick this. Screaming fuck the opposition, toting glocks and switches, used to pots and dishes. Got the Bentley, cause that's just tradition. Made him drop his bitches, just some pussy bitches. Made him eat me, we don't swap positions. We don't talk on phones, don't put the cops in business. I'm trying to keep my cool, so don't be blowing my high. Bitches ain't blowing up, they only blowing the thighs. Heavy on the side, everything is a vibe. I've been here for a minute, just enjoying the ride. The bunny denim boots all the way to the thighs. Fit, course of grip, hope you enjoying the flight. A bitch been sitting back, just letting you bitches lie. Throwing your liquor shots, I've been letting them slide. Me against you, you know who they gon' decide. Trying to be down, application denied. He could tell his pussy good by the look in my eye. Don't ever run up on me unless you look in the die. They say my price ridiculous, I don't like them bitches. Pussy tight and vicious, hit them likes to lick this. Screaming fuck the opposition, toting glocks and switches, used to pots and dishes. Got the Bentley, cause that's just tradition. Made him drop his bitches, just some pussy bitches. Made him eat me, we don't swap positions. We don't talk on phones, don't put the cops in business.
Yeah, that was, what's good, bro? That was track 17, Bomb Bomb. I'm going to get at, not my personal favorite, but I'm going to get at a solid about 5.5, maybe. Not my cup of tea. What's good, bro?
Not your personal shit. This thing. You know, Trey keep buying cheap shit.
First off, we won't cheat. That shit got fucked up in the accident.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
How the fuck is phone, man? How the fuck you fix it? Testing. There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, you good?
Yeah.
It's not your favorite because you a fake ass nigga, but
I'm fake.
It's Bomb Bomb.
That shit don't hit me. She rapping like Pusha T on that hoe.
First of all, don't ever insult her.
First off, that's not an insult. That's actually some dope shit.
Don't ever insult her.
You didn't hear the Pusha T influence?
She didn't rap like that 75-year-old man, okay?
You didn't hear that Pusha T influence in her flow.
Anyway, trying to keep my cool, but don't be blowing my high.
That's Pusha T flow. The way she was like...
Anyway, Bomb Bomb, I'm going to give it a solid 8. I like the record.
Of course, this hoe's gonna give it an 8.
I know she didn't like the record like that. Like, I'm in the middle of fucking.
Go ahead. I ain't gonna say what you're doing. I ain't gonna say what you're doing.
Don't worry about me. Worry about me. But Bob, solid 8.
I mean, it just don't do nothing for me. I mean, it just don't. Like, that's just how I feel about it. It don't do nothing for me. But we got track 18. Why this bitch over here inhaling?
Really, nigga? Really, nigga?
Huh? Yeah, we record this shit.
I work for the fucking... Shut the fuck up.
Bitch, I didn't say what the fuck you was doing. I just said, yeah, we just... You just record, basically. I press record. It give us 30 minutes to record a segment. Boom. It's pretty dope, though. Like, it's fun as hell. You see, you talking about that? Never mind. The bitch over here coughing and
first
shit.
First of all, I'm coughing because I'm coughing.
Bronchitis, bitch.
You better cut this motherfucking out.
I am. I'm going to cut it out. I'm going to cut it. I wouldn't do you like that. We got track 18, My Life.
Here, bitch.
Bitch, you got the fucking... Damn, bitch. You got an ass trick.
I'm always up and got an Annie. I pull hard, don't never hold them like Lammy. Hey, yo, these bitches lucky that I still ain't find a nanny. All of them is my junior, Sammy.
Yeah.
They know I pop up like Jump Rope.
Yeah, we recording the music.
So we ain't playing on the internet. I got bigger fish to fry, that's why I
got a bigger net.
Tried to play me, but I should have done them first. I stole his heart and then I put it in a verse. When I wrote it in reverse, these bitches mad I did it better and first. When I go, I can't take the money with
now,
me.
What is this sample for? Because I heard this is a sample song too, but I don't know what this is.
Sorry, baby, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. They don't know me, but they always judge my life. You can't tell me who to love, the fuck is my life. Don't talk about me.
She talked about it. She talked about it on one of her lives. I forgot the fucking sample. I'm gonna look it up, but I forgot the sample.
But it's still a tuck that ass to sleep like your mammy. I pull strings without the hammy.
Yeah, still tuck your ass to sleep like your mammy.
Bitches hear me. A bitch hot come fan me. And that ass still sitting, so I know they can't stand me.
Sex you don't be over there playing with it, man. Well, I like you ain't never done it before.
I ain't playing with it. Nah, I ain't trying to do too much. I gotta get my kids and stuff.
I stole his heart and then I put it in a verse.
Oh, you good. It's bad.
Man, I did it better in first. When I go, I can't take the money with me. Gotta keep a hit around.
Man, what's that sample, man? I can't fucking hear it right now, bro. Shit.
They don't know me, but they always judge my life. You can't tell me who to love.
We were doing her album. Basically, we were doing her album. I got two podcasts. We do music on it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it with you and shit. It's pretty dope though. Let's talk about it. It's like we talk about like different shit and stuff. Which one? Time everybody. Time fuck the club up. Yeah.
High heels on my
goodness. Yeah. Yeah, that song is hard.
I'd say a solid 7.
Yeah.
It ain't the best record, but it ain't the worst record by far. Worst record is definitely this motherfucking next
record. You crazy. This next record.
This fucking garbage.
This next record is a slider.
First of all, you didn't like this fucking record.
I didn't. But I heard, I was driving home real late one night and that bitch came on. Oh, wait a minute. This kind of fit the mood right now. This record a bop. Like, it's a slider here. We got track 19, Nicky Hendrix featuring Super Future himself, the man himself, Future.
Definitely not about to listen to
this song. That's your fire, bro. He a hater, bro.
Leads to destruction. Break it down. It's the beauty of a game. Love again. From love, loving me. Break it down. It's the beauty of a game.
Let me just be honest, this one time.
Being a different. See the mansions, we made a special. Thought I could get you.
I grabbed the fuck out of it.
Why the fuck are you playing? You got the fucking deal. I'm trying to put it out.
Yeah, let me get a lighter. Thank you.
That shit,
nigga. That's my game. Never ever would have left. Tell me I come back and get you. Issues, but never no tissues. These ones are being a different, being a different. See the mansions.
What the fuck is this song? Why are we listening to this shit?
It's a vibe. It's a vibe. Enjoy the vibes.
What is he saying? He's saying penitentiary?
No, bitch. He's saying it's a difference or something like that. Hold on, let me look at the lyrics.
I swear it's like he's saying penitentiary.
No, he's saying, it sounds like he's saying something about a distance. It's future, bro. You know future be mumbling this shit. He is saying, we ain't that different. That's what he's saying. He's just saying it slow. Damn, shit, I'm out. Probably me. That shit keep going out here. Bruh, it'd be like that.
You know, I'm
almost over.
Penitentiary.
Not him playing the fucking, you crazy. You hear that shit? Hold on. You floating on this hoe, right? You crazy. You floating on this hoe. You crazy, bro. This shit fire, bro. You a hater. He don't know nothing about no good music, y'all. It's okay. You gotta excuse this nigga. It's all right.
Penitentiary.
I'm so glad that shit opened. The music corner. Not him pressing the fuck. I like that track. That joint hard. That joint mad hard.
It's over.
What you give it? You definitely ain't gonna like the next track. This is a gospel
I
track.
I give it penitentiary.
That shit penitentiary. Fire, bro. That shit fire. He ain't saying penitentiary. He's saying we ain't that different.
Penitentiary.
I read you the lyrics.
Penitentiary. First of all, Blessing has been out for how long?
Who?
Blessings.
Oh, it's been out for a minute.
So we not about to play this whole fucking record. We gonna play a snippet, and we gonna.
I like Blessings though. I mean, I'm not really a big gospel guy. I don't really like gospel. You know, I could tolerate it. I gotta be in a mood for it. But this is actually a solid gospel song.
I'm not saying it ain't. I'm just saying there's no need to play the whole thing. We don't. People have.
I'm not playing it anyway.
I
like when Nicki sang like that. That shit fire. But yes, that's Blessings, y'all. That's Blessings. I give that track a solid 6. I like that track.
Because it's a gospel record, I'm not gonna be
not petty. Be respectful.
I'm not gonna be petty because
say what you really feel.
But I would give it a 6. And that's why I believe it. Track 21. Last time I saw.
Oh, God.
First of all, I don't know why you hate on this. Yeah, you like saying this.
I don't like this. This is horrible.
This ain't that horrible.
The Bombs Away part ain't terrible.
The Bombs Away part is terrible.
That shit's horrible, bro. She sound that's the one time I would say she missed with that. Bombs Away. No, baby. Don't do that.
Begging me to stay and leave me walk away. There's something that you want you to say. I was in a rush.
She hit that damn last time I saw you part.
Yeah, she did.
That sounds good.
It's just the Bombs Away part. It was just like, wow.
I wish I'd heard your title the last time that I saw you.
No, that's
precious time and I called you.
I can't get with it, bro. I'm like, I like Pop Nicki, but the song has a deep meaning. I mean, it does, but I just think that it could have been executed better.
Maybe I push you away because I thought that I'd fool you. She skated on it, though.
Listen, so close, but we were so distant. Wish I'd have known in that instant. Ignored the hints or I missed it. I killed it. You'd always be in attendance. No fights, but always attendant. Handwritten letter, you pinned it. The nights we wish never ended. Those rules that we wish we bended. Heartbreak that we never mended. Those messages we unsended. Best friends we somehow unfriended. Ain't care about who we offended. Parties they wish we attended. Got drunk and laughter was splendid.
Alright, you ain't gotta play with it. We already know Starlight Star, right? Don't you wish the star was the star tonight? Whatever the fuck you see. Yeah. I'm gonna get last time I saw you was solid 6. I like the record. Trey's a hater, so we don't. Really
I just don't rock with that track. Like it don't do nothing for me.
But this bitch like Pete birthday.
Cause
like
that shit, bro. Pete birthday.
Today's a festival day.
Right, bro.
You can spend your day.
She sampled.
We don't need you to play it.
It don't matter. Cause you a hater.
We don't need you.
You a hater. Fuck that shit, bro. You're not gonna hate on Pete birthday.
Pete birthday.
How do you like last time I saw you, but don't like Pete birthday?
Because Pete birthday is garbage juice.
Hey. This shit fire, bro. You crazy. She was sliding on that hoe, bro. The Travis Scott sample, like, come on, bro. Like, he's a hater. Now, that's being a hater. But he likes that, though. He likes a horrible ass Bombs Away shit. Like,
first of all, I don't like the Bombs Away part, but the rest of the song, she skated. Anyway.
Oh, God.
What do you rate it last time I saw you,
sir? Well, I'm going to get that a solid 3. It just don't do nothing for me.
Okay.
It's like seeing somebody cry in front of you and you don't know how to react to it. Like, that's just how you feel about it. Like, that's how I feel about that song. Like, if somebody was to cry in front of me, I wouldn't know how to react to it. And that's just how I feel.
Okay. Well, last track on the album.
22.
Track number 22. Just the Memories.
Show tonight, but I ain't been feeling right. All I see is blurry lights. Baby, would you tell them for me? I can hear them yelling for me. Tell them I'm in hell and funny.
Yeah, I'm in hell and funny.
Baby, now you gotta do it. Keep drinking a lot of fluid. I'll be here to guide you through it. I'll be here to guide you through it. Maybe I ain't got it in me. Maybe it's just time to end it. I'm sorry, may God forgive me.
God forgive me.
So sad. So sad. Bunch of memories, baby. Bunch of memories. Little memories, memories. Don't live like people do. They'll always remember you. There's never been another you. I remember when I was the girl that everybody doubted.
She definitely doubled down the same with this album. I'll tell you that much. If you left nothing, she didn't leave nothing to the imagination with this album. She went full R&B mode.
I remember one of
my first crushes in the fifth grade. He got killed, stabbed in the neck with a switchblade. I remember when this girl in the hood thought she caught me slipping. I got arrested, I assaulted with a deadly weapon. They say they hate Nikki, mad cause they ain't Nikki. All of the colors in the world you couldn't paint Nikki. I never tried for that.
These bitches die.
Yeah, in the fifth grade, you can stand up like that. That's that rock shit. I'm guessing. That shit crazy.
They'll always remember you. They do. They do.
No, Nikki.
No, she. Cause I ain't never heard that part. No, Nikki. That's not actually bad. That part is not that bad. She's actually trying.
I told Drake that he don't owe me nothing, never did. I pray that Wayne always remembered that I never slid. Look at all the shit that y'all threw at me and I never did. Greatest female rapper to ever live, and that's on my kid. I could've overdosed, could've been comatose.
Yeah. Where all my juice, I feel a baby kicking.
Holy smokes, I prayed for a son. My husband wanted one. If they ask about me, tell them I was one of one.
Nice, don't live like people.
I mean, I respect the purpose of this record.
It's a purpose. I like this, though. It's not bad.
No, I'm trying.
This is a grand finale, bro. Like, she gotta go out with a bang. She had to go out with a bang, bro. I'm not mad at this, to be honest with you. I like the yeah. I like that. You funny singer. You going there. This actually isn't bad. It's like the end of a movie. It's like the final credits of a long movie. I like this. Ooh, she going there. She going there. This actually is a nice track, though. This is a really good track. Really good. Oh.
I just want to get
it just came on after that.
Let me find out what you was doing last night.
No, I wasn't doing that. You were popping that thing back. Yeah. But
just the memories. I give it a 4.5.
Not a 4.5. I'm going to get at a 6. I think it's solid. It's a good way to end the album. I'm not mad at this.
I like the beginning of the album. But not like the beginning, but like.
I know what you mean.
Track one.
The first. Yeah.
Yeah. That. Yeah. Like I like the way she started out versus how she finished.
Yeah,
I feel like the start was immaculate, the finish was left to be desired.
You like the first half when she was basically rapping, and the singing she could have did with that. Now the ooh 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 was horrible. That she should have cut that. She should have cut that. She should have cut that for sure. For sure.
Thoughts of overall of the album. I expected a little bit more the way she was hyping it up, but it wasn't a bad album. Overall, I would give her Pete Friday 2 album a 8.5, maybe, you know,
8 out of 10. 8
out of 10. I think it was definitely some stuff she should have made more of her own. But overall, it's Nikki at the end of the day. We all know she's talented.
Yeah.
We all know she's a spitter.
Yeah.
We all know she thinks she's a singer. We know these things. She didn't give you anything that wasn't Nikki. And the stuff that wasn't really Nikki was just, it could have been executed a little bit better. Mm. But yeah. Definitely got some playback to it. Everybody's something that you just kill. Like, everybody. Fuck the club up.
Yeah. It's something for everybody. Yeah.
It's some records you're going to go back to.
Oh, most. It definitely has a lot of replay value. I will say that. Is this one of her best bodies of work? I disagree.
I still think the Pete Prick is her best album to date. I don't know. Yeah. I'm in love with that album.
Yeah.
Pete Prick definitely.
Because I've seen a lot of people say this is some of her best body. Not some of. This is one of her best bodies of work, and I'm like,
Now, I honestly would, I would fuck with Queen before I really fuck with Pete Rodgers.
I agree.
Minus a couple tracks. You know what I'm saying? But overall, I would go listen to Queen before I listen to Pete Friday.
I can agree
with
that.
That's just my personal opinion.
Because Queen did have some slappers in that hole.
The Pete Friday 2 was just it. I mean, not Pete Friday 2, sorry. The Pink Print was just it. That was her through and through. And I love every bit of that album.
I'm in agreement with what Zay said about this album. I feel like this album definitely has something for everybody. You know, no pun intended. It definitely has something for everybody. You got your club bangers. You got your bar heavy shit. You got your pop shit. If you enjoy Onika music, it's something for everybody. And I feel like that's when the album is really good, when you can give something to everybody. You don't just have one sounding, you know, shit. You know, absolutely. So I definitely agree. 22 tracks, you better give us a little bit of everything. Singing, you know. Everything. So I definitely feel Nicki delivered with the length of the album. It was not one time I was bored with this album. Like, oh my God, can we just get through this shit? Like, it was not. Well, for me, it wasn't. But, you know, I mean, I really enjoyed this project. It's definitely got some.
I'm just glad she ain't pull a Chris Brown and try to put 43 songs on
the album. I'm glad she didn't either, because that's fucking crazy.
Ain't no way.
That nigga Chris Brown put about 2 hours worth of bodies of work together. It's like, God, no. But he learned his lesson with this last album, 11-11.
Yeah. And we're going to finish that review, too.
We definitely got y'all on that.
If you listen to the Music Corner, make sure you're still checking out. Let's Talk About It.
Yes, please.
We got an episode we should be releasing within the next day or so.
Yes, I'm going to try to get everything up.
And Trey.
Yeah.
And we actually got a special guest coming on soon to do Let's Talk About It.
Yeah.
Mr. I'll wait and let y'all, you know, he'll introduce himself when the time is. But
But yeah, we here, man. We hope y'all enjoy this part 2. Me and Chris be back with another episode of Music Corner. We gotta finish up Drake. Me and Zay owe you you just said it. 11-11. We owe you that. Me and Chris finished on y'all for the dogs with Drake. We got y'all. People been blowing me up about that. We got y'all. We just life. It be busy. We busy. We got a lot of shit going on. So we got y'all.
As always, we appreciate love, the support.
But y'all know
thank you for running up the Nicki shit too.
Yeah. Man. Shouts out to everybody. Shouts out to everybody who's running up the Nicki episode. Shouts out to all of y'all. We thank y'all for that. Y'all been going crazy for the first part, and we appreciate that, man. We love to see stuff like that. But y'all know the next album me and Chris about to do. Oh man, y'all ain't even ready for that one. Because
we ain't about to get into that while I'm on this motherfucker.
Bitch, this bitch anyway. A hater. This bitch a hater, but it's okay.
Not a hater at all.
This bitch is a hater. Because when the goat come through and do goat shit.
I don't want to talk about
it. When the goat come through and do goat shit on his own fucking label. No label. He number one.
Stealing records.
Number one
in
72 motherfucking countries. Number one in 72 motherfucking countries.
Stealing samples.
Dropped the album. The album got pulled. Still went back number one. On Super Bowl weekend. My goat.
Still stealing samples.
Dropped the album on his own fucking label.
No backing, no help.
Number one in 72.
I don't give a fuck
about stealing samples. It's hip hop. We've been stealing shit for years. It don't matter. You can't take away from the fact that my goat has dropped that album.
Still stealing samples.
It don't matter. It don't fucking matter. It's hip hop.
It matters.
It's hip hop.
It matters.
Hip hop started from stealing. It started from there, sir.
Onika, some of the greatest. Clear his shit.
Some of the great. Who the fuck want to hear Nobody any fucking way? Nobody cares. That song lost momentum a long time ago. He was being generous. He's being fucking generous. Nobody cared about Nobody, but the fans were crying. We want Nobody. And he tried to supply the fans with what they wanted, and unfortunately, Nicki won't feel it. And I can't blame Nicki. That shit old. Fuck it. Get over it. Like, it's old. I don't want to do that shit. He's recording. I mean, he made the girl record 3 different damn verses for the damn song. A gospel verse. When she did the gospel, I was like, okay, Kanye, that was a little too much, bro. Like, he literally made her record 3 different verses for one damn song. I'm like, okay, Kanye, that's a little too much, bro. When I heard the gospel verse.
The old body.
Well, I heard the gospel version. I was like, okay, Kanye was wilding. Cause why the fuck he got this girl in here talking about, oh, give praise to the Lord? I'm like, oh no. Like, bro, come on, Kanye. You were wrong for that. That's why I can't even blame Nicki for being just done with the shit.
Anyway, because this nigga will go on and on.
But anyway, y'all know me and Chris, we doing that Vultures. We doing the Vultures, you know, because the Vultures have arrived, man. My nigga, man. This nigga, man.
How the fuck all the way off his dick?
It ain't hopping on dick, bro. It's about time we had some good motherfucking music come along.
Stop trying to these niggas, ride it like a cowgirl.
Because these niggas ain't been doing their damn job.
Off that nigga dick.
Y'all let a 40-something-year-old. Y'all let a 40-something-year-old nigga show y'all how the fuck is done. You niggas should be ashamed. Great. Oh, bitch, shut the fuck up. Because you was out here giving props to the fuck. To
I
the
said
songs.
I like some of the fucking songs, bitch. Don't mean it. I like the whole
You'll like Paid. The final version of Paid. Oh, nigga, that shit slide, bro. You gonna like Paid. You gonna like Paid. I'm telling you.
And I might.
That's why I want you to review the album. You being a hater.
Not being a hater. By any means. Anyway.
Don't let me talk of my or the GOAT deter you from a great album.
Yeah, I'm not doing that album with you. I'm sorry. You get
He's a
on
fucking
my fucking
hater.
Nerves.
He's a fucking hater.
Kanye West, I can't do. I cannot do.
But this bitch was the same one out here glazing Jack Harlow.
First of all.
This is the same bitch that was out here glazing Jack Harlow off.
First of all.
This nigga come out with a song talking whips and chains and y'all niggas dancing to it. You niggas disgust me. You niggas disgust me. This is why white folks feel so comfortable with us disrespecting.
He still thinks that gets under my skin. For something,
I don't think it gets under your skin. I don't think it does.
I don't give a fuck.
It's the fact that y'all niggas sit there and glaze. He's so great. I got bars. I'm from Kentucky. I used to rap like this
great.
Back in the basement.
Never said
nigga,
he was
shut
great.
Your goofy ass up.
I never said
this nigga disrespects us.
I said
he does a KFC commercial. He does a KFC commercial, and you
I
niggas
like
is still. That's not cultural appropriation. No, he's from Kentucky. He's from Kentucky.
I'm done being a fucking Sagittarius, so we can.
No, it's just
out.
The fact that you gonna hate.
You and the special guest still got a fucking episode.
You gonna hate on the GOAT like that, and you sit here glazing a nigga that got a song called Whips and Chains. Fuck out of here. And I know the song's not called Whips and Chains. It's called Loving on Me or some shit like that. I'm Vanilla Baby. Who the fuck starts a song off like that? Nigga corny, bruh. Nigga corny, bruh. You like that song? That song is catchy. No, God. I get the sample, yeah. I get it. This is the thing with Jack Harlow. He does just the fuck enough to get by. Like he did with What's Poppin'. Now, I give it credit. And then the What's Poppin' remix, everybody went the fuck in. Except for his weak ass verse. But Wayne went in, Tory went in, who else is on that track? The Baby went in. But
are you done?
No, I'm never done. But it's just crazy. But anyway, we out of here, y'all. We appreciate you. Thank you for the love. And we out.